Mila. They're both still carbonis aiming to be brought. Now, what's going to be? Nizrak dam shalechem. Let's say the man is weaker dam in one of them. Nizrak dam shalechem mihem. Is he at tomorrow? Don't you agree now? Shekishem shadom apoitras besarim in a mila. Just like this korban that you made, it's zrika. It takes off the yismila on its basa. Because its basa was a regular korban chatis. It becomes mutta for the kanam teat from it. So cheat the yismila goes off it. If so, after the same thing, yifta basa chaberta min a mila. Who had in the zrika on this korban should also take off the yismila on the other korban. So, Bikiva says, you see, like this case here, that the zrika from one korban takes off even the yisamila from the other korban, even though the mice of the second korban he can't use anymore. But that's the law, he can't use two chatois. When you bring one, the other one becomes posel. It's called like a chate shekipa balero. So even though the other one becomes posel, still the first zrika helps to take off the yisamila on the other one. If so, dimu, that's as far to say, Sheyatzel es besoroi, that Avadit Sroda said that even with the basar on the korban is posel, like in our Mishnah, where there's a psu yaitzei, where the basar went outside the base of Migdish, and then you make a zrika, that the zrika Avadit should have to take off the yisamila. That's what the Bekiva said. Therefore, that's what B'Shimon said. I'll bring you proof of the Bekiva. Yes, he says this, Daka, that the Bekiva holds that the zrika takes off the yisamila even though there's a psu yaitzei on the basar. Now, Omer Rabbi Rosh Lakish, Rosh Lakish says like this, Omer Rosh Lakish, Mishim Rabbeisha, name of Rabbeisha, Nechuva Gnuva Yeshiva Rabbi Kiva, Lewis the Talmud. Rabbi Kiva will not answer back a good answer. His answer is not like a stolen, it's like a stolen answer, it's not a good answer. That's what Rabbi Kiva answered was not really called a good answer. It's called a Chuva Gnuva. So Rashi says, let's see, Yisma'a says what? Tshuva Gnuva Heshiva Rabbi Kiva Lewis HaTalmud. So what? That Bevas Achas In. According to what Rosh Lakish said before, it's only Bevas Achas. But Bezecha Zeloi, but Bezecha Zeloi does not work. That's what he wanted to say before. Who was this? That's what he said. That's what the Blessed said before. The Blazer was one that said before that Le Yom Rav Kiva Le B'Shochtan Shtem Abasachas. He says, so Hod Yom Rav Kiva Nami Hocho B'Shochtan Shtem Hainu B'Vasachas. That's what Rav Kiva holds, the Zrika of one helps for the other one. But a Shochtan B'Zachas there, Loi, it would not work. So she says, Hainu Tshuv Gdum, that's a big answer. Because on that it's a Kash, to Kuru, it's a Kash on Rav Leza. Because the Kiva and the Poselu, the Mishor Shazorah Domash Lachas Amiyam, so what's the difference? Because really the most question now is on Rabbi Leza. It doesn't make any sense what you said before, that Rabbi Kiva only says his aloha if you make the shit of the Masachas and both Kabbalahs together. But the Zech is there, then the Zerika one would not help for the other one. But the question is like this, that you say on the Masachas, the Gemara says, Lei, the Chiva and the Poselu, Mali the Masachas, Mali the Zech is there. The Gemara says, these two chatoyis both cannot be brought. You can only bring one. So even if you shech them together, but as soon as you make this zrika on one of them, it's kaveya now that this is the kosher chatis, and the other one is posel. So the other one is a posel chatis. Still we say though the zrika on one chatis helps enough for the other chatis that our kopon and the yistamila goes off it. So it would not make enough to mean a mali b'basachas, mali b'zachas there, even if you shech the one chatis and then you shech the other one, still there's a svara, the mila on the first one takes off the zrika on the first one takes off the mila on the other one. And that's what Mor says, Omele Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish, V'yat yat oimakir, don't you also agree to me that Avad even b'zachas there would be good, that ilu hefresh de ashamis, nachrayis. Let's say somebody set aside two korban ashams for achrayis. He did one chet, let's say he was over near some mila, so he has to bring an asham mila, and he set aside two korbanos in case one gets lost, he'll use the other one. For shochet hashneim, he made a shkit on both of them. For kodem v'heli murim shalachemihem, and then he went first and burnt the murim of one of them. Kodem zrika before he made the zrika. Is yad to murder, don't you agree to me, shemolu yerdu, that if it goes up on the base, on the mikta, on the mizbech, you have to take it down. because before Zrika, it has no din to be burnt. Before Zrika, pshut, you have to bring it down. Now, v'yisagadit, you can tell me, v'yisagabaituch, chodigufu, he consider it like mamish, like one behemoth here. Amaya molu yordu. What do you say, molu yordu? What do you say? If it goes up on Mizdeh, you have to take it down again. Ayom Ulu says, Emura Kutchim Kalim. If you have the Emurim of a Kutchim Kalim, Shelim with Nezrika's Damim, if you put it on the Mizdeh before you met Nezrika's Adam, is Le Yerdu, you don't have to take it down anymore. Why? Because once it's put up there, Nasalach Mishal Mizdeh is called part of the Mizdeh. So what do you see over here? So Chushim is said here also. Here again, you put a set aside two Hashemahs, two different Kabbonis here. You shechted both of them. Now only one of them is going to be kosher. Now what happened was the kodim, you put on the Mizbeach, the room of one of them, before the Zrika of the other one. So in such a case, Avado be a molu yerdu. Since you're not going to make a Zrika of that korbin, the other Zrika does not help for it. Avado the din would be is you have to bring it down. So who you see the Zrika on one korbin does not help for the other one. So Gemara says, Echem, he answers it back and says, Yishtik, he kept quiet. Or Rav Yochanan could fat spin the Ravlo the Yanuka. He like cut off the fingers of the Yanuka of Rosh Lakish. So Rashi says like this, Homer Ula, Rashi says, God, the Guth Echad, that a Mure Kachim Kalim, Shelem Ufnei Zrika, Dom Layerdo, by one korbin, if you put the Murim on the Mizbech before the Zrika, even though it's not Lakatila, but if you put it there ready, the din is lo yed, you have to take it down. Why should not salach misha mizbech? Why should the kol to mizbech goes, but some mizbech is based there? The kiv on the chad gufu, since it's one guf, ki yod of a zorek adam, liyachar alosam, heve izrika, vula yodu. Now, v'yim, kid v'rech, like you're saying, the time with the Rebbe Kiv heve, mishun the chad guf tom, you want to say the two different kabonis. It's almost like chad guf, and that's only if you made the shchit of a basachas. But the zech is not like one goof, you don't say a svarim. You say, but tell me now, it's like one goof, then kikodim v'heli imurim. If you went first to put the imurim of one korban up there, then v'shuv nizrik adam didir, then you made the zrik adam from the other korban, it should also be lo yerdu. You should not take it down, because you're telling me now, both of them is like one goof, the shchit was done together. And of course, nobody would say like that. Avada, even though you shechted both korbanos together, now if you take the Emurim of one and put it on the Mizbeach, and then you make the Zrika from the other carbon, pshita, that Zrika is not like one behemoth, like one goof, to say the other Emurim stay up there, but rather no, those Emurim come down. So the kids, so we see, we don't consider it like one behemoth. Elamai, the pshat from Yechon, is even though they're two separate behemoths, but lemaisa, the Zrika helps to take off Mila from the other one. That's not Kamina here. Negeya to make it, then if you put the Emurim up there to be able to burn the Emurim, then we don't say, the Zrika of one korban like cannot be mata the other korban to say, you could do an avodah with it. That's pshita, it's a Emurim, you have to take down, you can't put it on the Mizbeach. If it's there, take it down, because there's no Zrika for it. Because Rabbi Kiva is only saying, for the Yisra Mila, that if you make a Zrika on one of these two chatois, so Mila right now is convey that the other chatois has no din to be brought. Since it has no din to be brought anymore, so the Zrika helps enough just to take off its Isamila. But Avadi would never say so strong, as mamish like chad guf. It's like one body to say that its Zrika even helps that the other korban can have its imur and brought on the Mizbeach. Avadi not. So therefore, since we see there like two separate gufim, of course the svar would be, it wouldn't make enough to mean if you make the shchita together, or you make the shchita v'zeach hazeh. So that's what Takvash Tarkas is ruling, we heard like Rabbi Yochanan. And that's what the Kiva says in our Mishnah, that when you have these two chatois, they make a Zrika on one, it takes off the Yisimila from the other one, as even if the Shritas were done, Bezeachazeh, wouldn't make enough Kamina. Here now the Mishnah says, Maisa Domim B'Kodesh Kedoshim, that we make a Zrika by Korban Chat, as a Kodesh Kedoshim, Lokal L'Hachmer, that Zrika does certain coolness, it takes off the Yisimila from the Basar, and as L'Hachmer gives certain chumris to the Korban Chattis. Or the Kutchim Kalim, when you make a Zrika and the Kutchim Kalim and the Shlomim, Kulu Lahachmer. The Zrika over there only does the Kumris, it doesn't do any Kulis. It only puts now Mila on the Emurim. Okay, so what does the Mishnah mean to say? Kutchim Kedoshim, by Korban Chattis, Lefnei Zrika, then before you have the Zrika, Moilim, the Emurim of the Basa. There's an Issa Mila both on the Emurim and on the Basa. Now, Liachas Zrika's done, once you make a Zrika, So true. Moyulim be a murayim. The Yisrael Mila still remains on the Imum and you have to burn on the Mizbeach. But there's a kula in this Rika that B'yei Merlon Mabasa. But the Basa now has no Yisrael Mila. So that's called a kula. But V'yalzeh, both on the Imum and on the Basa, Chayavim now Mishum Pigul. This is the Chumra. That this Rika does help a kopon that now it's Chal Pigul in the carbon if you have a Machshav is Pigul. And then we're doing after this Rika, now the din is if the meat gets left over, there's a psul meiser, and the tummy, if your tummy can eat from the basar. So nimtza comes out that meitza dal in the kodesh kodashim, when you make a zrik on a carbon chatis, lehokil, it does one kula, that it takes off the yeast and mila from the basar, or lehachmir, it also does chumris, that it puts on now, there's a shayat avanissa pigol, meitza betummy. Or the kodesh kalim, when you have a carbon shlam, the kodesh kalim, kudam lehachmir, the Zerik only puts chumras onto the carbon, not kulas. Ketan, kochim kalim. Lefnei Zerik is on before you have the Zerik is on in, ein milim, there's no issa mila, loy bimur lima bosa. Neither of them have an issa mila, because the ikra of a carbon shtom is for lachila. Since the bailam eats from it, and the kohen eats from it, so the ikra is lachila. It's not really called a carbon Hashem until after the Zerik. Now, the yacha Zerik is on, after you make a Zerik is on in, there's only chumras. One chumras, that Merlin be Imurim, that there's Nisamila Chal now upon the Imurim, that's supposed to be burnt, but the Merlin the Bosa, on the Bosa there's no Nisamila Chal, the way it was before it still remains. But Alzeh be Alzeh, both the Bosa and the Imurim, Chayav Molo Mishum Pigul Meisim Atamei, there are Chumas Chal now this Bosa is fit to have a Nisam Pigul on it, it is left overnight as Chal Nisam Meisim, and it becomes Tamei, it's also eaten. So Nimtza comes out that Maisa Dama Bekotchim Kalim Kulum Lahachmir, that the Zerika is done by Korban Shlomim is only the Chumra. It puts on an Nisra Mila on the Imurim, and it makes both of them fit to have these two now Pigal Maisa Batani. Now the Gemara says, Katani, what does it say in the Mishnah? That ain't more than the Basa, that there's no Nisra Mila on this Basa by Kodesh Kadoshim, after the Zerika and the Chatis, now there's no Nisra Mila. So it's Mash Mamilu, like there's no Nisra Mila. Question is, why? I'm among the kohen. The chul, once you make a zrika, so now the din is the kohen are not eat from the chatis. It's mashma even the chatchil that should be able to eat from it. So why does the Mishnah only say there's no isamila, which is mashma and still also? So it says, no, it's not true, Lakasha. But from the nos of Reisha, since the Reisha says that there is an isamila before zrika, nos of Seifei, no, after zrika there's no isamila. But in Achnami, not only is there no isamila, who did this mutatid in Lukhila? Okay, let's see the safe. I'm a safe. What does the safe say here? That the Kotchim Kalim, Kulalahachmir, by regular Kotchim Kalim by Shlomim, the Zrik is only Machmir Ketan, plus the Kotchim Kalim of Nez, Zrik is Domim, Einmal, is no Isamila, over Mirayim. The Ein Chayav Malay Mishum Pigal Esvatami, Liacha Zrik is Domim, Molim be Mirayim, but the Ein Molim the Bosser. So again, the Dikir Mashmi, if the Zrik is no Isamila on the Bosser. So Milo the lekas, no Issa Milo. Or Yisurik, here it's Mashma, there is an Issa though. The question is, Ramai, how am I money the Bailamu? Once a Kotchim Kalam, after the Zurik, it belongs to the Bailam, they can eat it. So why is it just a Loshin, there's no Issa Milo? It should have said more that, it should have said Larila Lechatilu even. What's this Tam Loshin, there's no Issa Milo? And here you can't say that to the Rasha, because here it doesn't say in the Rasha, there is an Issa Milo. They say now there's no Issa Milo. So why is it only say Loshin, there's no Issa Milo? It should have said stronger, it's Mutatit. So where it's true, Avadu, it's Mutatit. So Amr Abichanina says, Amr Abichanina, Mishnah is talking about Li Yaitzin. We're talking about now with this Bosser has a Psu Yaitzi on it, that it went out of the base of Migdish before the Zerika. Therefore, now with the Zerika does not become Mutatit. But the Chiddush is, though, that the Issa Milo goes off it. For Rabbi Kivi, this Sefer goes according to Rabbi Kiva. The Chiyam Rabbi Kiva, Zerika Melos Li Yaitzi. When does Rabbi Kiva say Zerik helps Li Yaitzi? L'sreifa. It only means to say that after you make a Zerika the meat, if you eat it, there's no Issa Mila. But not that you really allowed to eat it. L'maisa still has an Issa